The sun.
What were you looking for, a red giant? Some flashy pulsar? Sorry if our plain yellow G-type main sequence star disappoints you, but she got the job done, and we liked her just fine.
Mercury.
The planet closest to the sun, referred to by realtors as solar adjacent.
Venus.
The solar system's femme fatale, flashy, alluring, and named for love. But don't get too close, or she'll crush you.
Earth.
Not the biggest, not the smallest, not the closest, not the farthest, but it's got something no other planet has, a marginally profitable publishing industry.
Mars.
This is where we thought you might come from. Probably our best friend in the solar system. We always meant to visit in person, but you know how it is.
Jupiter.
The biggest planet. Tread lightly. That great red spot, it's got herpes.
Saturn.
God liked this planet, so he put a ring on it.
Uranus.
This is the funniest planet by far, but you'll have to spend about 10 years learning idiomatic English to learn why.
Neptune.
Leaving? This is your last planet for 50 billion miles, so be sure to refill on methane.
Pluto.
This is that dwarf trans-Neptunian object we were telling you about.
Oceans.
These vast saltwater bodies covered over 70% of the surface of our planet and would be a great place to live if you're lucky enough to have gills or a blowhole. We had neither. Well, we struck a fair bargain with the oceans. They would let us live and play alongside them, sail and trade on top of them, and feast ourselves on the seemingly endless bounty fished out of them, and in exchange, we would dump a jaw-dropping amount of shit into them. We refer to this as a win-win.
Continents.
The 30% of our planet that was not covered in water was called dry land, and this is where we preferred to spend most of our time. For the most part, the dry land was separated into seven continents, ranging widely in climate, topography, and intrinsic worth. Let's start with the best.